Arjun, thank you for today's talk. I'm just gonna ask a little bit again about Nibbana because it's a very difficult concept to understand, and what I experienced from the people who do group meditation in the hermitage, they associate this with something so-called non-feeling, including like piti or sukha. So it's like kind of like a neutral state. For them, it's easy to understand, like, okay, I should meditate if I'm like have anxiety or if I have this agitation. But if I'm experiencing piti and sukha, this is like it's kind of like a pleasant state. So why should I meditate to ultimately attain this ultimate goal of nibbana when nibbana is sort of like a state of non-feeling, including piti and sukha? Thank you.
Yeah, no, I mean that's not an uncommon, I would say, misunderstanding. So that yeah, it's and yeah. So why would you be motivated if there's nothing there? So it's which is one of the reasons why tried to come at from different angles, of so this no, this is something that is really important to realize as a desirable goal, and worth whatever effort we can put in towards it, rather than yeah, it's a cessation of all feeling, in the sense that one doesn't experience anything. It's a complete annihilation. It's something that the Buddha is, again, the middle way was a middle way of practice, but it was also a middle way of view, so that it was between sort of being and non-being, and so that sense of there's a balanced view that's a. Because that like okay, there's nothing is a is an extreme, but then to say it's a something is extreme as well. So it's a problem of even during the time of the Buddha, he had a hard time to express it in a way that was universally accepted. And it's why there's many different expressions that the Buddha gave, because he's trying to convey a worthwhile, worthy goal to be putting one's attention and effort towards.